You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So yesterday you released your Empowering New Zealand policy, which involves a 100% renewable energy goal, winter energy payments for low-income families, and smartening up electricity systems. Can you tell me a bit more about this?
Yeah, I mean, the Greens have always paid close attention to energy and electricity generation because it's where the kind of three goals around the environment, social outcomes and the economy all intersect. If you want to do something about climate change, if you want to help to alleviate poverty, then the electricity system is central to all of that.
So what do you think is our issue with our current energy systems?
Well, there's a couple of different components to it. Over the years, prices of electricity have just continued to rise and rise and rise, even though people's incomes have largely stayed stagnant over the same period of time. So we've seen an increase in what we call fuel poverty in New Zealand. And there's a lot of different definitions for that, but the most common definition is when a household is spending more than 10% of its disposable income on energy. And we've actually got rather a lot of houses in New Zealand that are in that case now. The other thing, of course, is that our greenhouse gas emissions from electricity generation have actually risen 11% since 1990. And so it is one of the areas where we can do better in terms of meeting our emissions reductions targets.
2030 is not that far away. Do you believe it's realistic to be 100% renewable by then?
Yes, I do. I mean, we're actually not a million miles off it at the moment. What we're saying is that we're not going to artificially close any of the existing coal or gas plants, but all of those assets will come to the end of their economic life before 2030. And so what we're saying is that rather than replace them with new thermal plants, what we should do is to replace renewable energy sources. And we think that's entirely realistic over the course of the next 13 years.
And why energy payments for low-income families? This seems quite niche when the money could be spent on other social security measures.
Well, the problem that we've got is that in New Zealand, 1,600 people a year die in winter over and above the rest of the year, and 40,000 hospital visits a year for children who are in cold, damp homes. So what we're saying is that, you know, it's going to take us a long time to fix all of our houses so that they're not as lethal as they are at the moment. And in the meantime, you know, we've got about 500,000 households who earn less than $50,000 a year who we want to make sure can actually afford to heat their own homes. And so many other countries in the world do this. So what we're saying is, well, you know, we basically have to support those families to make sure that they can heat themselves in winter so that they stop getting sick or dying.
So you plan to smarten up the electricity systems. How are you going to do this?
Well, there's a lot that's happening. New Zealand does have 29 local lines companies, which is a lot for a population of 4.5 million people. And so what that means is a lot of duplicated costs in terms of marketing and processes and systems. And so what we want to do is we want to encourage them to work together or even to amalgamate. And that means that they'll have the scale to do some of the things that you see some of the larger companies like Vector in Auckland doing, which are investing in smart meters, home batteries, rooftop solar, rather than in new poles and wires. And so it's about encouraging this sector to get together to build the kind of smart distributed grid that's been talked about for the energy sector for a long time, but which we're still quite a long way away from achieving.
And how does this recently released policy contrast to your opposition's policy, say National's policy on energy?
Well, the current National government has got a very hands-off approach to the energy system. And one of the things that we heard as we were developing the policy with people who are actually in the sector, companies in the sector, is that they felt that there was a lack of government leadership and a lack of clarity, and that was holding back a number of companies from making significant investment decisions, particularly in those kind of smart, modern, renewable energy area. We also heard that they, because they've got such a hands-off approach, that the current system is really biased against competition. And so you've got small entrants, new startups that are really struggling because they feel that the current setup is stacked against them. And so we want to level the playing field and make sure that some of the entrepreneurs and innovators are able to get into the market and compete with the established companies.
And do you think that the increased regulatory measures on established companies is going to make it more difficult for them?
Well, yes, I think it probably will, and in some ways that's the point, because we want to make sure that there's better information available to the public, so you'll be able to see on your bill how it breaks down into the different components. More transparency will lead to better competition, and we think that that'll basically mean lower prices.
Did you have anything else you'd like to say about the policy?
I will say that, you know, we developed this with extensive consultation with the energy sector itself. So we had several dozen companies, small and large, from all the different parts of the system talk with us about this. And I think overall, everyone's really happy with the general direction. We got some specific feedback. A lot of companies had different bits and pieces that they weren't, totally keen on, usually bits that made it more difficult for them. But actually, in overall terms, they're really happy with it. And so we're really confident that this has got the confidence of the sector, and that it'll deliver great outcomes for energy consumers. So we're really happy with it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.